regular meeting for May 11, 2015 will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you please in the pledge, please?
Yes, sir.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick?
Here.
Councilmember Rich Shore?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nisbet?
Here.
Attorney Hostah?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. Next is the approval of minutes at a regular meeting of April 13th. Do I hear any corrections in our motion?
I move.
Move by Ms. Bushwick, accept.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rich Shore. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports, public works, I'll have some things in the mayor's report that can wait. Planning and zoning committee, item number one, consider variance request, Dana and Bonnie DeArmond, 501 North of Bove Avenue, non-compliance, section 19.31.1, R1, single family residential, minimum lot width 80 to 60. Good discussion there. What's the pleasure of the council?
After the approval of the board of adjustments on April 13th of this variance and the favorable recommendation of planning commission, I move to accept it.
Second.
Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Well, I have some comments. First of all, this item is considering a variance request. It's not considering the plat. Okay? There's a difference between a variance and a plat. A variance is when you're going to vary from the code. If you vary from the code, you're not entitled to have that. There are no specific requirements for a variance. You just vary from the code. This plat, as submitted, which will be voted on in the next item, can have a variance associated with it. The Board of Adjustments meeting, as I stated before the vote was taken, was not the approval of the plat, it was not the approval of variance. It was to allow the lot to be less than 80 feet minimum width all the way from front to back. The variance he's asking for is not only a variance to meet the minimum requirements, he's asking for, in my opinion, in much in excess of what's needed. You see right here the distance from the edge of his shed to the fence is 15 feet. That could be as little as 8 feet because it is the shed itself is made out of metal and it's made out of fire retardant material, which is allowed by the code. Now, my biggest concern in this thing is what's inside of this little square right here, this little dotted line. That's where a person can build something. You see, from here to here is 30 feet, okay? Each one of these is 10 feet around here, which leaves very, very small amount area to build. If you cut this, oh, it's going up. If you draw a dotted line across here and you look at this area right here, that's 2,200 square feet, 2,210 actually. If you look at this area in here, that's 2,309 square feet. So you're talking about 4,619 square feet. That 4,600 is, and if you look at the entire area of the proposed plat, that's 11,000 something. It's actually 39% of the area you can build in. Now, what does that mean? The distance from here to here is, if I'm not mistaken, is 43 feet. No. The distance from here to here is 34 feet. So for anyone to want to build a house, they'll either have to build a house long and slender and leave this area unoccupied or build a house that's only, they cover every square inch they can. They'll have a 2,200 living area house with no carport or driveway. If you were to say, well, the carport can be right here and the house will be here, Well, you're talking about a long, slender house that'd be about a little bit larger than 2,200 square feet. I don't understand, and I'll respect what you decide, but I don't understand, there's never been a plausible reason given for having 15.2 feet here instead of 8 feet. And there's no plausible reason for having this, whatever that distance is, it looks like the same thing on board. This shed here is for the convenience of the owner of this property. There's nobody, I mean, I have my lawnmower, I have a 10-foot side setback, and I have my lawnmower stored in my house, and I don't have any problem getting in and out. So I think what you're doing is, if by voting, leaving it like it is, you're favoring this property owner over the future property owner here. We don't know who that person is, so they can't defend themselves. So that's all I have to say. Any further discussion from the council? Hearing none, is there any comments from the audience?
What's the distance on the back of the lot, the building line? What's that distance?
That distance is 40 feet. That, so the back end of this lot here is in effect, this frontage-wise and width-wise is in effect an R4 lot back here. This area...
The house would be just like what's in the conditional neighborhood development.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And you weren't here last week, but the narrowest house on Orleans Court is out of 101. The narrowest lot is 80 feet wide, and the narrowest house is 55 feet wide.
Well, you could add...
You could.
2 feet to either side, which give you additional 4 foot if you went with a 1 hour fire rating in R1.
Yeah.
Which is a 2 5/8-inch sheet rock.
Right. So the person who's buying that lot sacrifices, and the person who's asking to subdivide it sacrifices nothing. That's what it boils down to. Any comments from the audience?
Is that the restriction? Same restrictions as Orleans Quarters?
No, there's no restrictions.
No restrictions.
Any other comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois? Yes. Councilmember Heisler?
Yes.
Okay, next item, consider final plat, 501 North LeBove Avenue, map showing re-subdivision of Track A into Track A1 and A2, located in Section 55, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District West of Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for Dane and Bonnie Yarmouth. Do I hear a motion?
I'm going to read that.
Moved by Mr. Rhodes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those
aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Nay. One nay. Mr. Andre. All right, number three, consider variance request, Ryder Seminole, 2670 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliance of section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a patio. As discussed last week, that's the sketch of it. It was ruled. One of many in Orleans Quarters, Orleans West, I should say. Any it's a pleasure, Council.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Kneesler. Any discussion from the Council? Hearing none, is any comments from the audience? Did I ask for comments from the audience last time for the plat? I did?
Yeah.
All right. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have. Number four, consider variance request, Tina Genuso, 3324 Orleans Quarters Drive, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a patio. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois. Second by Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Hearing none, is there any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have. Okay, next item I have for each of you, a pass this book and give it out. Some of passing together now.
Oh, there you go.
These are the mayor's budget, both of them together. Mayor's budget message for both the general fund and the sewer fund. And we'll introduce the ordinances later on, I assume, and we'll discuss them at the next committee meetings. And if y'all have anything y'all want to discuss, just let us know. Personnel Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, do we have anything you...
No, sir.
Governmental Affairs Committee, Landmark and Heritage Meeting of April 12th, 2015. Anything to say about that?
We didn't have a forum, so we couldn't vote on the applications, but we do have seven applications, so we'll address those July 20th.
Item two, name the West Side Journal as the town's official journal. As usual, Debbie and I have combed through all the bids and compared them carefully, and we have decided with much difficulty to recommend the West Side Journal.
That must take a lot of time.
Tell you, man, it's tough. Somebody had to do it. Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion with council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, none. Introduction of ordinances, did we have someone introduce?
I've introduced the uniform budget.
And item B, the sewer budget. Ms. Bourgeois will do that, okay? Resolutions and commendations, resolution to, I say not collect anything.
To dispense.
To discontinue collection of ad valorem taxes for the year 2005 within the corporation with corporate limits of town approved, 2015. Okay? Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from council? Hearing none, any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Okay, chief, your police report.
All right, for the month of April, reported things a little bit different. That's the first month we had our new system in. I put the online thing there, just spit the report out in about 2 seconds, so it's great.
All words, spell for it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it's going to be a little bit different format from now on. Any questions on any of this stuff, just ask, I'll be able to work them out for you. For the month of April, we had one 911 hang-up call with 23 alarms in home or businesses. We assisted other agents two times. We had one burglary at Noah's Pharmacy, approximately $30,000 worth of stuff stolen and property damage there. So working on that one. That was in the last part of the month. Let's see. One suspicious, that check area, that's like suspicious people might call in a, just something like a, any kind of complaint that doesn't have a person wanting to contact, just to check the area, something like that. We had one disturbance, two damage to properties, one fire call, one fraud, one juvenile incident, one fire property accident, one suspicious person, one suspicious vehicle, one theft.
Just one suspicious person.
That wasn't bad. That's all. Six traffic accidents, one traffic complaint, 26 traffic stops that ended up somebody going to jail over or something, and then one warrant arrest. And for the month, we had 330 citations, 433 violations, 16 insurance tows, and 10 driving under suspension arrests.
Did we have a fine? It was just a...
It wasn't a real fine. This is a long...
I was telling Jonathan after this drug store thing, I had seen on the news a month earlier that there's a ring of people that go around, they have the same MO. They go like a few days before and they blot out the cameras and all that stuff, and so that it overwrites all that's in there.
Yeah.
When they come, they cut a hole in the side of the metal building, they go in there and grab everything. They said on the news they were very organized, hitting all over the South and Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, all that stuff. So I don't know why they picked Ruby, but shoot.
Did they have an alarm that went off?
No, they cut the power off in the phones.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. It's not just somebody up high and needed a fix.
They didn't know anything happened until the next morning. They went in the back wall. So,
you did a mean dollar.
Yeah, I don't know. That poor lady.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Yo.
Jonathan, under traffic complaint, you could put me down for once a month.
All right.
Which one?
I'm complaining about the traffic.
Oh, it is bad, yeah.
Put me down.
Gotcha.
That's it?
See.
Can't believe it, man. I'm getting good help. Anyway, all right, mayor's report. Tomorrow morning, because we had court and the town meeting tonight and all that, I didn't do it today, but tomorrow morning, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna write a letter to our architect and a copy to our contractor and basically tell them, and I hadn't figured out exactly how, probably get time to proofread it so I don't say something stupid, but tell them that we're tired of begging about this punch list. I mean, the roof leaks and then they say they fix it and this leaks and they say they fixed it and this, and the, you know, the project went so great for the first 95% and it's going to, except for Wayne doing the landscaping, which it looks great, nothing, it's not moving, you know, it's not getting anywhere. So I want to put it in writing to make sure that we say, hey, we're just totally dissatisfied with the way this thing, until it's finished, you ain't getting your money. Now, I want them to get that money by the end of June because it screws up the budget. I don't have anything there for next year, and you know, I don't want to do all that, but that's, it's just not working. I mean, we got to get something done. The road work has started on Live Oak and Orleans. Now, for those of you who are interested, they came in with a big old machine, they excavated some areas out, they backfilled them with asphalt, and it looks like they left. Well, they did leave because the big ones they did with that big machine, the rest of them they're going to do with a backhoe because they're smaller. So if anybody, you know, asks you about that, you'll know what the answer is. We had some street signs that were, during that high wind, were bent over to the side or blown over, and plus Jonathan wants a couple of them, so we'll be buying some new street signs, and if we don't have them already. We had a culvert collapse on Lejeune Street. We went in there and fixed it and repaired it, and we're going to have to put a catch basin. I think it's going to cost us $900 for a catch basin, but just to let you know. On Oak Plaza Drive, the one that goes back to the gated community, one of the residents back there came and said that his car was hitting the branches, and usually when I get one like that, it's usually somebody's got a giant camper or something. Well, this is, we went back there and the branches had grown over the road. They were really bad, but nobody ever goes back there. So we went back and trimmed all that for them. So that was something needed to be done. Unless you tell me not to, I have received two emails from people at various times a month apart asking me if we would consider striping East St. Francis Street from the shopping center West St. Francis, that's correct, my bad. West St. Francis Street back, because at night the lighting is very poor and you can't see where you're going. I have not been a big fan of striping roads in small towns, but that's a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, so I'm going to ask you if we can. They gave us a price of $2,472 to do it at Barber Brothers. I'm going to ask you if you'll have any objection to that. There'll be a plan change coming, you know, but I mean, rather than, well, they're doing part of their original contract is to do that big curb at Live Oak, so they're going to be out here anyway. So we asked them to just give us a price, and that's what they gave us, so I'll go ahead and get it done. Mike Alamo came to visit me earlier this month, and he was telling me that they had a five-person committee that they put together, and they have talked it through, and they've come up with a way to for basically Brule and Addison's police fire departments to merge as far as calls. They've got the whole area figured out, like if they get a call in this area, these people respond and all that. So if you see an Addis fire unit with an Addis thing on the side in Brule or vice versa, it's not because the Brule fire department couldn't keep up, or they're doing everything together and they got it figured out so that if they get a call and Addis comes to help us, they're never going to leave Addis without coverage and vice versa. So to me, that was music to my ears, because that's where we're headed all along, is having one fire department, and they're changing the logos and the size of the, of Mike's truck and Addis Chief's truck to just say Fire District Number One, not really not Addis. And I told him I thought it was great. I called David Toops to see if he was aware of that. He was somewhat aware, but he wasn't truly aware, and he and I both agreed this is great. It's always been cooperative, but now it's getting more and more so where they're actually working on things together and working it like it's one big area. So I think it's really good, and I commend whatever they're doing over there. They're doing good. And that's all I had. Remarks of personal privilege? Anyone?
You had sent that email about the coffee shop. You want to say that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the lady that that owns the coffee, built the coffee shop, came in, and she got some paperwork. She's got to get the fire marshal and people like that to inspect the place. But she's planning to open in June, early June, and they're going to open at 4 a.m. every day, except Sundays. I think she's going to open at 7. And she got beignets and coffee and, you know, breakfast type stuff. So instead of having to go to McDonald's or go across
this place up here,
right next to that doctor's office, right across the railroad tracks. Yeah, that one that everybody's been asking what it is. That's it. She's not in the business. She's retiring from something, and she likes to do that. She wanted to do it. She's not like a chain or anything. She's just doing her own thing. She and her husband or whatever, some partner. But she's going to be there all the time, she told us, and it was. You know, it's interesting information.
Did you mention that we could have a ribbon cutting?
Well, I'm sure. Well, the chamber does that usually. I'm assuming we will, but I didn't talk about it.
One thing the town might want to look at, that on the driveway coming out, there's a catch basin right there.
Yeah.
And it's in the drive. You might want to look at putting something to.
Oh, to cup go over.
To go over, because the little bitty car is going to get banged up right there.
Oh, really? I didn't notice it. I hadn't been there, I guess, since they started working. They were moving dirt, and they just kept building, and nobody ever said anything. They just came and they did their thing, and it looked like they were finished, and kept wondering. I wonder, you know, what's going on, you know, but they just walked. She walked in last week and said she's ready to go, but she's got to get past the fire marshal, and, you know, I'm hoping that she doesn't have any issues there, but they need that stuff.
You might want to send an email to remind
him.
Yep.
On the shopping center over here, where you go out between the bank and the shopping center, that is a big mud hole where the people are going 45 degrees across there. Could we ask the owners to to block that off to where they have to go out the proper?
I'll call Sternfeld. I'm not promising.
They did put a crossing on the back of the property.
Yeah.
People
down there by the coffee shop.
But it looks bad, and it could cause an accident there, yeah. Too, at 45. Wow.
I'll call him. And
ought to get a ticket for reckless driving.
He is. He's very conscious of his costs, let's put it that way. Because we have problems various times with people parking in handicaps on. You go out there, and you can barely see it. It's so worn out and hauling. Just different thing. He's not a bad fella. It's just that okay, remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
Did you get my text message over the weekend about Live Oak Street?
No.
I should have sent an email, but it was the weekend. Have you driven down Live Oak, this big patch that they did, and you said they finished?
No, they're not finished.
The gate patch is not finished.
No. All right, let me say again. The patching, they brought a big machine out to do the big patches, okay? They've left with that machine, and they're going to come in and do the small patches with a backhoe. But after all of that is done, then they're coming over, they're going to knock off an inch, and then put a wearing surface. So it's going to look like a brand new road when we finish. The patches are... The only people who know patches are there are the ones that were, you know, remembered they were there. This is the first phase. Wherever we have a failure, they put 12 inches of asphalt, yeah. Which is, you know, it ain't going nowhere with 12 inches of asphalt.
They gonna do the same in Orleans?
Everything, yeah. Well, in Orleans, there's some places they're completely doing redoing the salt cement. But in general, they're doing it in every other place, yeah. What?
Did you get the
just got a couple of things I want to go over. Joe is absolutely correct on the fire department. Kenny Hunts has been in there for a couple of months, and he's done a, a really good job, because he took over when things were not very, handled very well. He has tried to put the Addis and Booley Fire Departments together. They're working on that. That's what they want to do for the whole parish. Some of the northern parts of our parish, not quite as agreeable to do this. So,
We'll get there. We'll get there.
It'll get there, yeah. But hopefully sooner, but I don't know. We have still been voting. We have one fire meeting per month. We're still voting on some issues. I don't understand why it takes so long, but we have a consultant, just like everybody else does, I guess. And to say they're dragging their feet would be nice. So hopefully in the next month or two, we'll have all of our stuff voted on and be done with it, and then it'll be Kenny's department to run. The trail levy top project up here, you'll see what they started, and after about 3 days worth of work, they quit. And I asked them that, and they said, well, they got a letter because the river's too high. They got to wait till the river drops down.
They didn't say, quoting or whatever, that count is
true.
But what they do need to do, Fish, and maybe you can check on this, is that they got a stormwater prevention plan that calls for that silt fence. That's all laid up in the ditch, and the ditch is full of silt, which is probably in violation of that stormwater prevention plan and getting up by the DEQ. But they don't want to check on that.
So they tried to get started, but they didn't do too much of it. You may have read, and may not have read, I don't know, about the parish was actually sued for our decision we made on a variance on a piece of property way up north, on the north end of the parish, trying to allow a guy to put in some greenhouses to grow hydroponic lettuce. We went to court, Judge Free ruled in the parish's favor that we were not arbitrary and capricious, which would have allowed the people to get damages. But he did rule against the parish, the fact that we granted a variance. He said that the applicant who asked for the variance did not do what they were supposed to do, so that made our ruling null and void, in effect. But our ruling did not stand. So the guy cannot grow lettuce this week. I'm sure there'll be something else coming up. And we because of that, we are having some variance training Wednesday, because a lot of us were under the impression that the council could do a variance for anything as long as it fit into either an area variance or a use variance. And Judge Free says, no, you can't do it.
So the attorney didn't know that?
Our attorney disagrees with the judge, as we do, but and I guess we do have a right to appeal, but I don't know if we're going to exercise that right.
So Lou disagrees with that?
Lou argued the side.
No, I don't even pay to do that, but he disagrees with that. He gave you all advice that you can't use a variance to go around a rezoning.
Lou did not say that we could not use it. I mean, the council voted 6-3 to elect to
that.
Okay. But Lou had to defend our position.
I know, he was hired to do that, but right. Did he give you all advice before that you can't use a variance to overrule a zoning zoning vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that I remember. So, but we have some variance training coming, I think, from a lady from CRPC. She's coming Wednesday, Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And some of our planning and zoning people are coming, and some of the council people are coming too. So I don't know if they put that out for the councils to attend also. But I'll be happy to try to answer any other questions they might have.
Is that the skate walk coming up?
Oh,
back
yeah.
Then?
Yeah, right behind the fire station. That's the pad is built there. They dismantled that little rusty old building that was there that was a hazard, and that's where they're going to put that skate park, right there where that dirt pad is.
I have a question for you, Fish. They have this nice, beautiful park in Alexander where they have a covering over the large slides.
Right.
And then the little baby slides, they can't go on it because it's so hot. Are they any intention of putting a cover on the baby slides?
I have not heard that, but I would not think that would be a big deal.
When I was growing up in Marksville, they had a cover over Spring Bayou.
so that it wouldn't get too much sun.
Any other questions?
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, speaking of the guy on the land across, we had to put the ramp for the river. The levee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he wants to look at, he's got these three little pieces. He might say, he might need to make a half or. But he's going to get back with me. What do you got tied into? How it might be divided? Maybe keep half and sell half, or possible parking lot, park or whatever you want to put there. So talked to him a couple times this week. He's going to get back with me kind of once he works through, I guess, the pricing and stuff like that.
Well, when you look at the budget, we have like, I think, 300,000 this year. That's even, that's without even assuming that sales tax is coming in the same, which are always pulling up. We ought to be on the list.
How are we coming on the sidewalk project?
That's two guys on the end, they know more about it than I do.
We still need to go through it. I got the map, CRPC is going to do all the graphics for us in terms of, but Scott and I have to ride from where we got sidewalks and come up with, we've had two requests, one on the bow to try to get to the park from Orleans Quarter across there, and then another suggestions on St. Francis, yeah.
East St. Francis. I have a question for Chief. With the signs, we're talking about the signs, is that the signs from school zone about no texting, pardon to whatever that is, that's in that order?
Place it up on River Road.
Okay.
We gave at least one that I know so far.
Yes, sir.
Of texting while you're in the school zone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
It's on a cell phone while you're in the school zone, right?
Right, sir. I said texting is actual, so.
I have a question, Joey.
All right, come on.
No, I don't need to, that's really.
Yeah, you do need to come because everybody speaks into the microphone.
Gotcha.
It's on the wall right there.
Gotcha.
Says it on the wall.
Appreciate it.
Okay, I know.
In Orleans Quarters Drive, and Joey, the way I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Angie, do you know the?
Angie, yeah.
Okay, you know Angie Adol?
HOA president, yeah. Homeowners Association president.
Okay. Well, her son has some problems. And at one time, a sign was put up alerting people that there was a dead child in the area.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that today.
They might have knocked it down when they did that. Okay. Isn't that right where that saw cemented at?
Okay, well.
I mean, right in the front.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the front.
I'll check on it.
Right, if you would, I appreciate it.
What was that?
It's a deaf child. Deaf child in the area.
Yeah, I remember it very well. I'll check that tomorrow. They probably pulled it up or destroyed it when they put that saw cemented.
Right.
I never noticed. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, announcements. The town hall will be closed on May 25th in observance of Memorial Day, and do I hear a motion to adjourn? Move, Mr. Richard. Second, Ms. Andre. All in favor say aye. Any comments from the audience? All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
7-6. Rose, suggested Rose.